There's a great Catholic church in St. Louis that is called the Basilica. It is a magnificent building. And if you are ever in St. Louis, it would be well worth your time if you could find the time to go over and take the tour of the building and see the great mosaics that are on the ceiling and the architecture of that church. I'm not a Catholic, but I very much appreciated the church. And as I stood in the middle of the nave, or as close as I could get, and I looked directly upward there on the ceiling as the centerpiece of all that is happening in that church, on that ceiling, the story of the Gospels, all sorts of things about the New Testament. There in the center is the picture of the Holy Spirit falling on the day of Pentecost, and the artist's depiction of the tongues of fire coming down upon their head, and about the great power that fell upon the church in that day. You see, it's the power for every Christian, whether you are Protestant or Catholic or whatever the denominational label is or no denominational label. Whoever we are that follow Jesus Christ, the power of what we do is in the Holy Spirit that is upon us. It was so important that Jesus told the disciples as he ascended into heaven, wait until the Holy Spirit falls upon you. Don't go out and do everything that I've commanded you to do, to go into all the world and preach the gospel and baptize people and do all those things that the church would do. Don't do it until you have been filled with the Holy Spirit. So that's what they did. They waited. For 10 days they went to the temple and prayed. 120 people. People who had followed Jesus from the very first of his ministry. People who had followed him through everything, had seen him crucified, had seen him resurrected, and saw him go into heaven waiting for the power of the Holy Spirit. And they prayed. And this is what happened. Acts chapter 2 verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all the houses where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them utterance. You see, this was the event that transformed the church. This was the event that transformed people. This is the event that will transform you and me. You see, when we ask Jesus for forgiveness of our sins, that's an act of redemption. God says, your sins are many, yet I forgive them in Jesus' name because of what he did. And you have asked me to forgive your sins in the name of Jesus. You are now justified in my sight, and you are redeemed from sin. But when the Holy Spirit falls upon us, we are transformed. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that you sent the Holy Spirit. Jesus said he would ask you and you would send the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, into the world. Fall upon us today, Lord. Be with us today. Empower us to be your people today. Cleanse us so that we may walk as Jesus walked in this world. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.